Chapter 1. San Francisco. Madame Gerline Weisner's Music Academy. 1870s. Dakota Green woke up wondering whether she had dreamed what had happened last night. Imagine being chosen by Madame Weisner's protege, Professor Anton Leitner, one of Austria's most famous musicians, to tour Europe with his musical company. It was unbelievable for a nobody like her to be selected for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. She had been sent here to the academy at the age of 16 by her guardian after her missionary parents had died in Africa. The man had paid 12 months' tuition and boarding fees in advance, then disappeared from her life. Because she was one of Madame's top students, the woman had let her tutor the younger students and perform a few housekeeping duties to pay her expenses. The majority of the pupils were gifted musicians, although they had come from wealthy families, so things were much easier for them. Madame had been a hard taskmaster, and not all the girls had been strong enough to accept this discipline and the strict code of conduct. Now all her hard work and sacrifice had come to fruition. She would be joining Professor Leitner's company, which was based in Vienna. There had been mutterings of discontent amongst several of the other girls who had thought they should have been chosen for this prestigious award instead of plain old Dakota Green. Would she be lucky enough to perform before Queen Victoria and the other royal families in Europe, like Madame Weisner and Professor Leitner had done? Dakota wondered. The thought caused excited butterflies to flutter around in the pit of her stomach. There had been a party after the awards presentation yesterday evening. Not only would she be touring Europe at the expense of the professor, but she would also be paid to sing and play the violin, the two things she loved above all else. At long last, all her hard work and frugal living had brought its rewards, just as Madame predicted they would.
"What you have is a gift, Dakota,"
her mentor used to say in her heavily accented English.
"You must share it with the world."
A slight rustling was followed by the strangest sensation of no longer being alone. Slowly, Dakota opened her eyes from the lovely dream she had been having, reliving last night's exciting events. Now in the void between sleep and full awakening, she was shocked into full awareness. A young man stood in her room. His hair was ruffled, his shirt hanging open and not tucked into his pants. Shock gave way to fear, then anger. She tried to scream. No words would come out of her mouth. It was as if her vocal cords were frozen.
"I won't hurt you. I just need to get out of this place so the old dragon doesn't catch me."
He slid open her window and, still in shock, she watched him swing his leg over the windowsill and disappear down the fire escape, which was directly below her window. It was early morning, and she prayed no one would see the man and think the worst. He had spent the night with her. Madame was strict about no males being allowed to enter any part of the academy except the drawing room, and then only under strict supervision.
"A woman must protect her purity at all costs," Madame always used to say.
Dakota had always strictly adhered to this. She had no time for young men in her life. Not like a couple of the girls attending here who were only marking time until they could marry well. Waiting for a few moments to ensure the man did not return, she leapt out of bed and dashed to the window. Hopefully he would have sneaked away without being seen. Who had he been visiting? Glancing out into the large courtyard, the breath caught in her throat. Standing there looking up at her were Madame Weisner and Professor Leitner. By their rigid stance, they had seen the man leave. Of him, there was no sign. He had obviously jumped over the fence and disappeared into the dense shrubbery. With trembling hands, Dakota hurriedly dressed in the demure gray dress with the lace collar and cuffs she normally wore in the daytime. After brushing her hair and pinning it up, she wondered what to do for the best. Pretend nothing had happened, maybe? Go and see Madame and say, "I woke up and found a man in my room. I don't know who he was or why he was there." It sounded like a pathetic excuse, even though it was true. All she could do was pray he hadn't been seen. The thought of going down to breakfast was nauseating now. She wrung her hands. Act as normal, Dakota. Pretend nothing untoward has happened. Before she had time to decide what was the best option, she was interrupted by several loud, rapid knocks. On leaden feet, she stepped over to the door, hesitating for a moment or two before slowly opening it. Elsie, one of the maids, stood there, grim-faced.
"Madame wants to see you in her private drawing room. And she is in a state. These foreign people are always so volatile. But this, I've never seen anything like it in all the years I've worked here."
Inwardly trembling, Dakota followed the maid down the stairs to Madame's private quarters. If the head of the academy was in the state Elsie described, it was likely the man had been seen exiting her room. Please God, she prayed desperately, don't let her have seen him. By the time they reached the small drawing room, Dakota was on the verge of collapse. Her hands felt clammy while the rest of her body was icy cold. Elsie tapped on the door and waited.
Enter.
The maid stepped inside with Dakota on her heels. One look at Madame sitting behind her desk in a rigid pose was ominous.
You will leave us.
She waved a bejeweled hand at Elsie, who scuttled off. Silence reigned. Time ticked by. It couldn't have been long, even though it felt like it.
You will leave the academy immediately, Dakota. I'm shocked you would betray me and your fellow students by your unseemly behavior. Professor Leitner was shocked.
I know it looks bad, but please, Madame, you have to believe me. I don't know who the man was. I woke up and he was in my room trying to climb out the window. Please, I swear to you, I did nothing wrong.
I cannot have you here anymore. You have an hour to leave here, or I will call the law to remove you.
Please, Madame Weisner, I implore you to believe me. I have never seen this man in my life before.
You will go, immediately.
The ultimatum was given in such a cold, stilted way, Dakota knew there would be no reprieve.
You have compromised your good name, and that of my academy.
Suddenly, the older woman stood and started yelling at her in Austrian. Grabbing a book off her desk, she flung it at Dakota, and if she hadn't ducked, it would have hit her in the head and knocked her unconscious, such was the force of the throw. With a string of what was probably Austrian curses ringing in her ears, she dashed out of the drawing room and raced to her room. Even if whoever the man was visiting were to come forward, a forlorn hope given the dire consequences that would follow, it was too late for her.